President Donald Trump addressed the nation just hours after a mid-air collision involving a commercial jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. It's considered a recovery operation, with Trump confirming there are no survivors. This was a dark and excruciating night in our nation's capital and in our nation's history, Trump said after holding a moment of silence for the victims. Both aircraft crashed around 9 p.m. Wednesday, January 29th, into the Potomac River near Reagan Airport. Who was aboard the plane and helicopter? Some of the 64 people aboard the plane, which departed from Wichita, Kansas, were figure skaters attending a national skating championship. The Kremlin confirmed Russian figure skaters were also on board. The three soldiers aboard the helicopter were on an annual flight training. What is President Trump saying about the cause? While an official cause of the crash has not yet been announced, President Trump said the White House has strong opinions of how it may have happened, alluding to the helicopter pilot being at fault. The helicopter had vision of the plane, and for some reason, there weren't any adjustments made, Trump said. The people in the helicopter should have been able to see. Trump also noted that the two aircraft should have been at different heights. Officials said that initial information indicated that nothing was unusual about the moments leading up to the crash. At the press conference, President Trump also placed blame on previous Democratic administrations. "We must have only the highest standards for those who work in our aviation system," Trump said. "I changed the Obama standards from very mediocre, at best, to extraordinary." Why did President Trump mention DEI? President Trump also appeared to blame a diversity push at the FAA for the mid-air collision, reading some news headlines. "I do want to point out that various articles that appeared prior to my entering office, and here's one, the FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities," Trump said. When he was asked to clarify why he thought a diversity push played a role, he said, "It just could have been. We have a high standard. We've had a higher, much higher standard than anybody else." Trump did not cite any evidence. He also placed blame on the Biden administration's Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, using an expletive to describe Buttigieg's time in office. "He's a disaster now. He's just got a good line of bulls," Trump said of Buttigieg. Well, he runs it, 45,000 people, and he's run it right into the ground with his diversity. What is Trump's transportation secretary saying? Trump's pick for transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, who just started the job, also spoke during the press conference. "When Americans take off in airplanes, they should expect to land at their destination. That didn't happen yesterday," Duffy said. "That's not acceptable. And so we will not accept excuses. We will not accept passing the buck." "Is it safe to fly?" President Trump said, "While the investigation into the crash is ongoing, people should not be hesitant to fly," and added, "The United States has the safest air travel in the world."